I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Liz Larson. I'm here with Bill McKenna.
Hey, everybody. Very excited about this episode because it is really what's going on globally right now.
Yeah. So as usual, Bill and I are talking behind the scenes about how fear is really a contagion. Have you ever thought about it this way, Bill, that fear is contagious as any virus?
It really is something I've witnessed, you know, and it's in everything. It doesn't matter kind of what aspect of life that we're focused on, whether it's business or whether it's spiritual or whether it is athletics. It's the same. Fear is contagious. And you've seen this even in, say, the normal events globally. It literally takes over and becomes irrational. But everybody seems to buy into it. And the more we buy into it, the worse it gets.
It's so funny. There are so many of these things that we can look at over time. I saw a psychiatrist talking about that mental illness actually goes in trends. And there was a moment in time which multiple personalities, if you're old enough, you saw the movie Sybil, became an idea. And that idea spread. And now hundreds of thousands of cases of multiple personality disorder pop up. Well, that has faded and there's much, much less. It's not a fad anymore, but the idea became a contagion. And fear is really much like this. The fear of going to hell, for one, in religion. I remember in the religion I was a part of, and then my husband said in his religion as well at the same time, in the late 70s, early 80s, there was satanic panic. And it was all about records, that you could hear the devil through records and through rock music, you know. That has sort of faded away and been replaced with other things. But in Cogno Movement language, as everybody knows who listens to our show, Bill and I are the creators of the Cogno Movement system. And in our vernacular, we would say fear seems like it's something external, like it comes from the outside. But the truth is, fear is a feeling. It's a feeling and a reaction that the body has. And that feeling in the human body creates a resonance, a vibration. It has to. It's electromagnetic, hormonal, and chemical in nature, and it has a certain resonance. Well, as we were just talking about, a certain vibe, a certain resonance, it's contagious. Think about it. Somebody's playing just a little bit of rock and roll music with a great beat in a loud room. Pretty soon, everybody's jiving to that resonance. It's part of us as human nature. So if that signal is strong enough, you know, if the force is strong with you, Padawan, it will influence others. And therefore, it acts like a contagion. It's actually palpable in the room around us. And there's a story that fascinates me about Cleve Baxter and shrimp. Will you tell everybody about that?
You know, this is a interesting story, and there are many, many stories of Dr. Cleve Baxter. Now, Dr. Cleve Baxter, I believe he was originally either involved with FBI or CIA as a polygrapher. He was one of the very first people to utilize the polygraph and perfect the techniques that we all have now with the lie detecting systems. Now, Dr. Cleve Baxter, he had been doing experiments. The very first experiment started where he hooked up his polygraph system to the houseplant that was in his office. He was like, curious, I wonder if there's anything going on with my houseplant. And then he basically saw nothing was going on. Then he was like, you know what? I wonder if I actually burn this houseplant, if it will, when I'm burning it, if it'll react. He gets out his lighter and the plant goes nuts. It's like, oh, it goes, you know, fully alive and fully responding. His thought and intention, it was a very clear intention that he was going to burn the plant, and the plant reacted strongly. Now, this is really, really interesting, and it shows that there is a consciousness to the plant. In addition to the plant experiment, he did another experiment where is very scientific. He took shrimp, live shrimp, and he put them in a vessel that was above a pot, and he did. It's called a PRNG, a pseudo number random generator. And basically it generates a random number. And when this system was utilized in order to get a completely random time that the pot, the flame would go on under the pot would boil, and then the shrimp would be automatically, like trapdoor, dropped into the boiling water and be killed. Now, the interesting thing was that he had no idea when that would happen. So he could not remote influence, like as if he was going to burn the plant, that he actually wasn't there. It was like 2 a.m. He's sleeping like a baby. And the entire thing was set up where he had the houseplant there who was going to witness this event. The houseplant is not getting burned. The houseplant watches the shrimp die. Or that frequency, that vibration that went out. Anyway, the amazing thing that happened is when those shrimp were boiled alive, the house plant went nuts. It's conscious. It felt. Now, this isn't just house plants, but he did this with many, many other things. And they've discovered that everything feels the vibration of fear. Everything. And it is scientifically can be validated. Everybody's probably familiar with the episodes of called Mythbusters. It was on TV. They did all kinds of crazy stunts. Anyway, they try to bust myths is what they do. That's the name of the show. Anyway, it wasn't a busted myth. It was validated by Mythbusters as well.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And you know what makes me think of, Bill? Makes me think of 9/11. And how there were so many reports of people having dreamt it in the weeks or the nights before. And in the story with Cleve Baxter, the plant preempted right before the shrimp went into the pot. Wasn't it like it knew just before and as it was happening? So this vibration is one of those things that seems like it goes forwards and backwards in time, which I think is super, super, super interesting. And I think it's so interesting to put this in the category with animals, because as humans, we think we work with our logical mind And it's our logical mind. We've seen something, we've sensed it with some other sense, this fear happening, and that we're not, getting it from an outside source. We're not being influenced by it. But if you think about, if you ever seen herds of like antelope on the Sahara, and there's thousands of them, and it used to be that they did it with a helicopter, but now it's a drone, where you would see them all. They're grazing very peacefully, and here sneaks up a lion in the back end of them. Now, one of those antelope gets wind of that lion, but within a microsecond, the antelope at the front know it's happening and start to move. They are getting a sense and experience. I think it has to do with them smelling the adrenaline very, very quickly, moving through the herd, or just the vibration of the fear. We need to run as a group. The ones at the front, there's no way they saw the lion. And as far as we know, they're not talking to each other. So the fear response has to be contagious for the safety of that group. And I think it's true for us too. It's one of those things that we're very, very sensitive about picking up and sending on to the next person. Oh, we should run? Yeah, we better run. Have you ever seen this, like in a crowd, when something happens on one side, the rest of the crowd starts to move, and it can be really, really dangerous. People get trampled. So we know that fear is transmissible. Here's the question. How do you not transmit fear? And how do you know if you are? And if you are, what can you do about changing that in your life and not affecting the people around you? So let's start with, how do you know you're transmitting fear? How do you know that you're the one who's starting the contagion?
So how do you know your transmitter? Well, you know, isn't that such an interesting question? It takes me back to my childhood. They used to say, Bill, don't be afraid of dogs because they will attack you. And sure enough, when I was a kid, I was very afraid of dogs. When you're afraid, you emit not only a feeling, there's that vibration, but there's also chemicals that you emit. They say, you know, dogs can smell fear, right? And animals, when they smell it, they attack. Isn't that the irony? And you've seen this in people as well. When someone is in fear, you can see them get attacked. Anybody who went to high school in the United States has seen this, you know, whether it was a physical attack or just a verbal attack. People do it all the time. So there's a big reason, you know, for the quality of life not to be in it. But how you know is that it's uncontrollable. I've got a feeling and I don't have any control over it. I have a feeling in my actual body. You know, a lot of people basically are in their kind of their fear part of their mind, and they're up in their head, but they're not aware of the feeling that's in the body. For some of us, that feeling in the body is so overwhelming, can't breathe, right? They call it panic attacks, you know, but they feel their heart racing. They feel their breath. They can't. They feel cold. They feel shivers. You know, they feel like they're going to faint. You know, obviously, those are fairly extreme circumstances. But for most of us, it just comes out as I'm agitated. I'm on edge. I feel a little jittery. You know, I don't feel safe. That's the big thing. I don't feel safe. Right?
Yeah. And it expresses often as tension in the body. There's an underlying tension. Find that people are, you know, grinding their teeth at night, or have a lot of like TMJ, or just a lot of shoulder and neck pain. There's this tension. I think nowadays, because fear is being just, we're being bombarded with it everywhere on the planet. It's every message in news. It's every message in social media. And then, you know, we're telling each other about it, right? We don't realize that it's gotten to be the underlining topic of our culture. That's what we're about right now, is that underlying fear. And then the bodies get tense. And then the next thing you know, you're a transmitter of fear. It's in your house. Everybody in your house is a little bit tense. It's what you talk about at dinner. It's what you talk about with your spouse. It's what you text your best friends. It's what you put on your group chats, right? And then you go for more. I need to know what's happening on the planet, so I need to dig in and find out more. And the interesting thing is, it becomes quite addictive to the nervous system. More fear, more fear. I need to see what is the latest thing that there is to be afraid about. You know, my mom used to talk about this. She didn't want to watch the news, but she needed to be informed, she said, as though being informed of some crazy thing that happened on the other side of the planet would keep her safe now. So the fear starts to be mistaken as something that keeps you safe. That's the big thing that gets you right there. The fear is I need to be informed, and it keeps me safe. And then the next thing you know, you're spreading it. You're telling somebody about it, and you're in this constant tension and vibration around it.
That is so true, that the viewpoint of, oh, I really do need it because it's my edge. People actually somehow think that it's their edge.
It's true. Hey, we're up against our first break. Let's hear from our good sponsors. And when we get back, we'll share a little bit more about this, about fear as the new normal and the contagion being the thing that you voluntarily spread. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Liz. Have you noticed that fear is everywhere? You're being bombarded with it on the TV, on the radio, through social medias, and it's taking over your mind, your heart, your consciousness. There's something you can do about it right now. Join us for a free class to clear the fear at cognomovement.com/fear.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
All right, we are talking about fear as a contagion and how fear starts to become the feeling, the new safe. If I know what's going on around the planet, if I know the latest scary thing or the latest thing to be outraged about, I'm safe because I'm informed. And if I'm informed, I need you to be informed because I want you to be safe too, Bill. But what I'm really doing is amping up more fear, right?
Exactly. I am simply assisting in spreading it. You know, the more you focus on it, the more it spreads. But more importantly than that, is the more I feel it, the more it spreads.
It's true. And you know, there are things that can be done about this, but most of us are not going to like it. First thing is, go on a news and social media detox. When you tell this to somebody who's been living in fear and tension, who feels as though it's keeping them safe, and if this is you, you will have just wanted to push right back at me. What do you mean if a social media detox? You don't have to go off social media entirely, but what if you only looked at things that were uplifting for the next 5 days, for example? I'll tell you what's going to happen, because I've done it. You go through withdrawals. You go through withdrawals because there's a real hit. It starts to turn into dopamine, Bill McKenna, this fear. So weird, this trick that happens to our physical body about fear. The fear hit turns into dopamine. You know, it's like scratching a scab. You know you shouldn't do it, but you do it anyway. It's weirdly satisfying. And then it becomes everything you do, everything you think about, and what drives you. So in the period where you're going cold turkey and you're just listening to things that are maybe uplifting, positive, interesting, maybe a hobby, maybe some self-help stuff, you feel bored. You're not getting the dopamine hit. And everything flatlines. And I got to tell you, it's uncomfortable if you do it that way. Now, Bill and I have a tool. It's called Cogno Movement, where you can change the way your body feels in that moment. But starting to shift your focus is the thing you would do next anyway. After you flatline that feeling, that addictive feeling in your body, you still need to shift your focus to where you're looking at things that aren't fear-based. And in our society, it's very difficult for a lot of people to do, wouldn't you say?
Right. Everyone is so interested. And again, it's contagious. You know, if you look, people want to talk about these things and they will tell you about this show or that show that is going to put you into fear. And they become very popular to watch anything that will put you into a state of fear. The news, which Liz pointed out that, you know, that I don't watch. And so I don't not on up on the latest, but it's really quite ramped up. It's gone from back in the day when I would watch is, you know, statements of fact to commentary to a complete one-sided commentary to put you into be afraid of this political party or that agenda, whatever that might be. And there's both sides of it are doing the exact same thing. It's the same thing on either side that you look.
Yeah. You know how to prove this out? If you're curious about this, go look on YouTube and don't actually click on anything. Just look at the big letters that are on the thumbnail. And even the more spiritually minded, more uplifting podcasts, it'll say, "We've been lied to. Read this before it goes away. We haven't been told the truth." Those are, it's called clickbait. And they're intended to get your attention. So even the uplifting podcasts have to have a fear-based tagline to even get your attention. So it's absolutely prevalent. But there are ways that you really can start to detox from it. One big way is notice the tension in your body. Notice the fear. Notice the urge to talk about something fear-based. And see if you can flip the switch. Talk about an idea. What's that old saying that average people, average-minded people talk about each other, talk about gossip? Higher-mind people talk about things. And then higher-minded people above that talk about ideas, more intelligent people. So see if you can find an idea to talk about. The problem's going to be is that if you're the contagion of fear, the people who are talking to you are going to look to you for their hit of fear. And they're not going to get it. So they're going to be like, what are they doing? What's happening here? And try to shift the conversation. Play the game. See if you can shift it back. Keep shifting back to an idea, an idea, an idea. See if you can influence it in the opposite direction. Let's flip the switch ourselves here, Bill, because it can be shifted in the opposite direction. The vibe can be changed and you can be a contagion for great feeling stuff. for positive things, for growth. Fear cannot create growth. It just doesn't. It's intended to stop you. It's what your nervous system does to stop you in your tracks and get you to pay attention. There's fear and love. Like you said, there's two emotions, really. So you're going to shift more towards the other direction. It's also, shockingly, a vibration. So I watched this video that really fascinated me. And it's along the lines of Clive Baxter, but it's actually a scientist called John Stuart Reed. And he was taking blood samples and putting them in a machine that basically evaluates their vitality and to see if the blood cells are healthy enough to replicate. So when you pull blood out of the body, it only takes a short time before the blood cells start to die. Now, this machine that you can only put a certain number of cells in before the machine, before there are too many and it can't read them. So it'll give you a signal, hey, there's too many, you've got to pull some out. Small sample. So they took blood and there was one that was put in a Faraday cage, and a Faraday cage keeps it from being influenced by vibration. And those blood cells started to die very, very quickly, like they do. The other small sample was put in the machine. And then it was influenced by a singer called Andres Holte. And he has this very, very beautiful voice. And his music is very, very soothing. It's right in that Hertz range that just makes a body feel euphoric. So the blood in the machine was influenced. Very, very quickly, the machine kept saying that it was overfull. Take some blood cells out. So the doctor's like, this isn't possible. I didn't put too many in. I know how many I put in. There must be something wrong with the machine. Reset the machine. Put a small blood sample in again. They expose it to Anders Holte's music. And again, it's too full. The blood cells were replicating outside of the body under the influence of this amazing sound, this amazing vibration. Now, nobody was touching them. They were just influenced by vibration. It's a little bit mind-blowing, isn't it? So we're talking about contagion, Bill McKenna, right? And in terms of health, you're exposed to these vibrations, this beautiful sound, and it builds your blood. So that positive conversation, that positive vibration literally can change the body and health.
Isn't that amazing? I'm sure everybody's listening right now is like, oh, wait a second, Amazon.com, how do I get that music? You know, it's, you know, everybody wants to, I'm sure, listen to that. What's the name of that person again for
Anders
everybody?
Holte, H-O-L-T-E, Anders Holte.
Okay, great. I'm going to get that CD. You know, it is amazing how we're actually so affected by these external positive influences. You know, those positive influences are out there, but we really don't consider it much. And very much like if I look back at real life experiences, there's certain people you get around and you just feel better. You know, yeah. you go from angry, irritated to like, you know, it's all right, you know, and actually there's some humor and other things that go on and you become open, at least I become open too, you know, and I think that everybody at some level understands this. My dad used to say, you know, one of my sisters lives, I don't know how many hundred miles away, but, you know, maybe 6-7 hours away. And my dad always would say, if you're not feeling so good, you get on the train and you go over to Kathy's. you know, and he was right. You know, you go there and she's a person that is just by very nature joyful. That's just, it's always been the case. You know, I was born a few years after her and it's just, that's her nature. That's who she is. And when you do go there, you're always uplifted and it's nothing, you know, very special, you know, eat a little chicken dinner, you know, you hang out, laugh, you know, and talk about whatever, but you just feel better by being in her presence. So a lot of us have this gift of somebody in our life that's that way. If you don't have one, I recommend, you know, trying to find one, hang out.
But if you can't find one, you need to be able to change it for yourself. This is the most important thing. That's the easy way. It's a little bit of a cheat, right?
It's a cheat. And it's also, that is a Band-Aid. And so yeah. That is, you know, because, you know, the train goes both ways. You go up to Kathy's house, you feel great. You come back, you feel great for a little while, but you know what? That train went southbound and here you are back with yourself again.
Exactly. So you want to be able to recognize, that's really step one, recognize that tension, the irritability, even though there's a dopamine hit with fear and we want to keep picking the scab, there is an irritability. It's a real cost on the body, high blood pressure, heart disease, all kinds of cardiovascular disease, diabetes. Stress illness is rampant on our planet, and fear is one of the biggest causes of that. So if you understand that piece, and then you have a tool to shift it in your own body, to shift into something that's at least neutral outside of fear, or even towards the positive, if you know how to shift your nervous system, your physiology has to shift. This is not changing your mind. This is changing your physiology. And while we just heard that, you know, John Stuart Reed's experiment, you can change the physiology temporarily. You want to be able to do it for yourself all the time, again and again. You want to be the one who influences everybody else into really what's a higher state of health, if you can. It's a way of being on the planet that happens. So we're up against our next break. Let's hear from our sponsors. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some experiments that HeartMath Institute did that really prove the contagion of the positive feeling of what is called coherence. So we will be right back and share that with you.
Hey, it's Bill. Are you sick and tired of being worried all the time? Being afraid all the time? There's something you can do about it. Take your free class, cognomovement.com/fear.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
We're back. We are talking about fear being a contagion, but we flipped the switch. We're talking about how a much better feeling can be a contagion as well. And HeartMath has done some big research on this, haven't they, Bill?
So HeartMath is a scientific research organization. It's a .org. It's been around for decades now. And they have been researching the heart. And they're funded by all kinds of insurance companies. You know, people who have had heart attacks, all kinds of things. Well, you know, if you're an insurance company, you know, it's very expensive, you know, heart transplants and what have yous. So they're looking for, you know, alternatives to make people healthy. So it becomes, you know, it's economical. It's not economical for an insurance company to have you get in a heart transplant or, you know, whatever. So they did a lot of funding of the research that is behind HeartMath. I'm sure that they have much, much more than that. But, you know, that was one of the little data points that I understood about HeartMath. Well, HeartMath had figured out that your heart is a electrical mechanical device that emits a signal. You know, there it is, pumping, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And it's kind of like your fingerprint. It's unique to you. This pumping creates an electromagnetic signal that goes out from you that is actually measurable. One of the things that they measured was heart rate variability and heart and head coherence. So when your heart goes into a state of fear, it becomes very erratic. It's, you know, it's all over the place. And it literally, there's a device you can get that will measure this heart rate variability. And it looks as jagged as the day is long when you're out of coherence or in a state of fear. But when you enter into a state of love, gratitude, joy, appreciation, what happens is that it becomes very, very smooth. It looks like rolling waves that are extremely coherent and consistent. Now, in this state, the most amazing thing that HeartMath has actually proved out, and that is that when you're wearing one of these HeartMath devices that measures your heartbeat, measures heart rate variability, measures heart and brain coherence, when you're wearing one, they not only can tell what yours is, but if someone else is near you, they will go into coherence as well when you enter into coherence. And it's kind of like diatremes. Everybody's familiar with them. Like there's the, you know, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Metronome.
Metronome. Oh, that's it.
Metronome.
Yeah. Metronome. Oh, I'm sorry. Metronome. Wow, where did I get that other word? A metronome is tick-tock. Well, when you set up a whole row of these, you can see that when they're all out of sorts with each other, eventually they all go into coherence. It's a vibration. Now, with the heart, other people's heart also goes into coherence. So you can become the influencer and not the influenced. You know, I have the most interesting story about one of the Cognitive Movement practitioners, Kristen. Kristen is, you know, not only a wonderful human and a practitioner, but she purchased the HeartMath device to measure her own our heart rate variability and heart brain coherence. And there are concepts that Liz and myself talk about when you are in the elevated states of love and appreciation, is that everything starts to go well for you. Me and the science is, you know, it's not mystical woo-woo. Actually, other people are feeling better near you. They're more likely to go in line with you and like, oh, you need help? I'm here to help, right? We don't help people, you know, authentically when we're in fear, right? When we're in a state of joy and happiness, like, hey, you know, hey, you need some help with that? I gotcha, gotcha. But the most amazing thing happened because of the work that she's done to kind of alleviate a lot of her reactions, her fears, it's very easy for her now to just go into this coherent state where she's in those states of gratitude and love and joy and appreciation. She said that when she does this all day, that everything goes her way. The people show up, the synchronicities, the coincidences, they all just start happening. And it says it's an incredible flow in her life. And everybody is so nice to her. Everybody is so nice to her. This reminds me of Kathy, my sister. Everybody is so nice to her because she sets off the vibration. Well, you know, once this is understood, right? This is such a far off thing for most of us here. You know, I probably, if you told me this, you know, 25 years ago, I probably would have flipped you off. You know, it's just like, you know, you're living in Peter Pan land or some, I don't know what, but this will become real when it's real in your experience. Even though it seems unattainable, there are things you can do to release, process, and no longer be in those fear states. And with that, there's really only one other choice. Like Liz was saying earlier, there's only love and fear. Everything is a derivative of one or the other. If you really look at it, when you're angry, if you really peel back the onion, what am I afraid of? There's something I'm afraid of. Well, imagine being free of all that. The reason that you want to do something like this is quality of life. Quality of life. Not to mention what I would call, I know this sounds extreme, but it's a moral obligation. A moral obligation. Why do I say that? Because once you understand it, that my fear sets that fear off in another. And that's why I get treated the way I do. And I walk away from the situation, they still got that contagion, the fear contagion. I gave it to them. Not okay. That's not being very ethical. Anyway, this has been such a great conversation, Liz.
I mean, it's back to the old adage, be the change you want to see in the world. And if you know how to collapse the wave, we started this out that fear is a feeling and that feeling creates a vibration. If you know how to collapse the wave of the feeling of fear, physiologically, not mentally, and shift it into a wave that feels a lot more like love, joy, inspiration, even just interest, curiosity, you can start to be a contagion for the positive. You can start to be that person that everybody feels better around. And you don't have to be Pollyanna. You can be a lot of fun. As long as you're in that physiological state that feels like, well, anywhere above neutral, anywhere into fun, love, joy, bliss, you know, even acceptance, even willingness are feelings that generate a more positive vibration. If you want to find out more, please visit us at cognomovement.com, cognomovement.com/fear. And there's a free class available for all of you. Well, this has been a lot of fun, Bill. It's super interesting conversation. Thanks for being here with us for it. Anything else you want to say before we sign off?
It's a choice. It's a choice once you know how.
All right, everybody, be safe and be well, and we will see you again next time.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.